PX, mobile.
KW, was it me and you that was talking about that Tesla that blowed the stop sign?
You and Andrew, I overheard it, but I wasn't able to chime in on that one yet.
Option on the car? I mean, you could have it slow roll a stop sign if it didn't see anything, or you could have it blow it pretty quick if you didn't see anything.
No, that was an option. Why would you make that an option?
Yeah, I can't believe it even passed inspection, you know what I mean, with an option like that. But so when I realized it might be a problem, so how about they turned it all off over there?
Car that's constantly connected to the grid. I'm good. I mean, I know we're being tracked and we're constantly connected anyway, but I don't need my car connected.
I'm able to shut it off whenever you want.
Well, the president come out now, and I can't remember what year, but every car has to be equipped with a remote shutdown.
Station, yeah, it takes the car and only let it do 5 miles an hour.
Those lines?
Well, screwed if you had an old car, because that'd be the ones that keep getting carjacked.
I'm targeting for the thieves then, because they want something that can't be shut down and tracked.
You know, it takes a key to put in it, and that, you know, nowadays you just got that big fob, you just got to have it on you, so I mean, it ain't like they could snatch you out of the car without it.
This is a radio frequency. I mean, that's easy enough to figure out.
It's raining just enough, you got to keep changing the wiper speed.
I mean, just enough to be annoying. That Rain-X washer fluid. That way it helps out with that a lot.
More Rain-X on my windshield for sure.
I just buy the washer fluid with the Rain-X already in it, and that works great.
Speed up and slow down according to the speed you're going.
Heat sensitive wipers. I've had to work on those systems before. There's something else.
You're on full time, and that, and then you stop, and then they go to intermittent.
For me, that just goes back to what we were talking about, the car constantly being connected, but then your car's trying to think for you, it brakes for you, warns you when you're crossing the center line, and all that. How about just pay attention and drive?
If things on it, it's just a distraction now.
That big touchscreen, think about it. You got to take your eyes off the road just to change the temperature in the car.
It's when I swear my daughter calls for the iPad. That sucker's as big as a tablet.
I see the one over in the Tesla. That thing is huge. Looks like a TV. See, I'm old-fashioned. I just don't like things trying to think for me and do things for me. That's like all these algorithms on Google and Amazon and all these other pages that try to determine what you want to look at and what you might be interested in.
Matt, I'd much rather have an older vehicle, you know what I mean? Looking back, you know, when your car was getting wore out, what you should have done was just dropped a new motor in it.
Everything I got is 2000 or older, and that way I don't have those issues. I still got a knob I got to turn or a dial I got to slide to adjust the heat and wipers and all that. All of it's manual in my vehicles.
We have is my truck, and it's a 14.
It's the newest thing we have, and it's a 2012. And it constantly got little glitches in it, bugs and this, that, and the other. Runs good, but constantly dealing with gremlins and all the electrical components.
Much stuff, you know what I mean? The electronics is all right, but when it's in a, you know, hot and cold and hot and cold, and, you know, and then the water and everything, it just can't hold up.
Vibration of driving down these nice smooth roads.
Yeah, and then again, they don't really want it to hold up. They only need it to last like 6 years, right?
Well, in the automotive industry, there's a 10-year planned obsolescence. That's what manufacturers have to maintain parts for, is 10 years. After that, see ya.
Got all those algorithms and everything, and it's kind of funny. Me and Susan can be talking about something, and then all of a sudden you get on Facebook, and then you start seeing ads for it.
And the ads, then on Netflix, it tries to pick what you want to watch. Then I get pigeonholed into the same shows over and over again. I can't get nothing new. I have to create a whole new account. Ingles driver in his truck this morning.
Down the road.
HKX. Yeah, he's only doing 45, 50 mile an hour over here on 25. Normally the guy's blowing my doors off.
Detail signed for sure. KN4TFW.
If you're ever over here on 25 and you see a Davenport mail truck, get out of his way.
The mail down that hill, huh?
Literally hauling the mail. I mean, and he will be running every bit of 80 mile an hour coming down the mountain.
Brake failure, he'd be hosed.
See, he'll turn the truck over in the turns right there at the bottom. Man, he'll just fly through there. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. He's driving a truck like mine, one of these box trucks, and he, like I said, he'll be doing 80 mile an hour in that turn there at the bottom, up against the median, the concrete barrier, and just roll off in there. I'm like it's nothing. I'm like, whatever, dude.
Man, it must have been in the late 70s. I was working down in Alabama and then coming back up here sometimes on the weekends. And then you get south of Atlanta, between Atlanta and Montgomery, there was this Hardee's tractor trailer. And I guarantee you, when he passed you, he'd be doing every bit of 85, every single time.
Certain vehicles, I've just learned to let them go over here in the morning on the way down the mountain. Just get out of the way and let them run.
He trucked me over on 29. He works right there at one of those places right there at 29 and 85. And he's always running late because he'll be passing you doing, you know, 60 or 70 on 29.
What we were talking about earlier, your car's thinking for you. I think it's just dumbing people down because they can't even remember to dim the bright lights anymore.
But I first thing I do when I get in the car and it's dark is I take it off of auto, because, man, those things come on and off and on and off and on. It just drives me crazy.
And I think it was yesterday, driving around after dark, and all he had on was the fog lights. No tail lights, no nothing, no headlights, just the front fog lights in a black car. You'd have never known him. You'd run over top of it before you seen it.
On the auto manufacturers, because if you noticed it, you know, in our day, when it started getting dark, you had to turn on the, you know, the dash lights and everything, and now they're always on, and so you never notice that you don't have your lights on.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I know they're trying to make things more convenient, but I think they're going the wrong way with it. People need to think for themselves some.
Got rid of that foot switch for the dimmers.
There, I think the foot dimmer was a much better one. But the reason they got rid of it was the moisture and corrosion and just what we were talking about. They couldn't make a switch that would hold up to that down there, constantly having problems.
I ever had one go bad.
Problem, you get in with muddy, wet work boots or something like that in a truck, and they're constantly getting the mud and the dirt over there, and your work truck, and people don't clean them out like they should, and you end up having the green fungus growing over there in that corner. More of a regional thing where somewhere where it stays wet a lot. You're constantly in a wetter environment.
I don't think of mine. I got in it with muddy boots too often.
My uncle doing plumbing repair. I had to replace the one in the van 3 or 4 times in the 2 or 3 years I worked there.
One day, I think they made things a lot more heavy duty. They were, they were a lot stouter than they really needed to be.
The tolerances are just enough to get the job done instead of, double what it should be. It's only a tenth of what it, more than it needs to be.
Be a lot of cars on the road this morning. KN4 TFW.
Usually this time of day, there's not much on here for traffic, especially when it's raining.
This morning, and get a piece of glass cut. The mechanic told me what size he needed it, and I cut it, and it's an inch too big each way.
Go back and give him a lesson in reading the tape measure.
Took all the trim off and get a real measurement. He just kind of figured what it probably was, underneath the trim, and just missed it bad. Day.
Just think, I get to do this all day long.
Traveling from building to building, I'll have my umbrella.
You ride the golf cart?
Probably could, but dang, the seats are always wet.
I feel like they need to invest in some of those little vinyl roll-down doors for it. Getting water out here on 290 this morning.
Flood watches out everywhere for this afternoon, and all the way till tomorrow, I think.
Supposed to get that much rain.
Thompson and up that way, Pickens and everything, and up to the state line, they're saying through Friday up to about 3 inches.
We'll have a mud hole for sure at my house. I still got about 3 to 4 inches of ice laying on the yard, and that melts off, and you get another 3 inches of snow or rain on top of it. That'll be awful.
What about that?
For season to mud season.
And drive just to get up your driveway, right?
Don't laugh. I have been there before, and, I was the last one going up and down the hill. Everybody else was walking.
Four-wheel drive?
Yeah, the little Escape she's got is all-wheel drive. I won't call it four-wheel drive.
It's only been in four-wheel drive maybe once since we've had it.
Won't do no good for her to have four-wheel drive anyway. She wouldn't know what to do with it.
Some of those gravel roads and that up there by Chad, and we went down this one. It was kind of steep. Had a bunch of little whoop-de-doos and a little bit of mud. So on the way coming out, I just put it in four-wheel drive. I didn't want to get halfway up one and then get stopped.
Really the worst spot you want to be. Oh, I can make it in two-wheel drive, and then get halfway up there and you're can't go no further, and now you gotta back down and start all over again, and that's slick.
Yeah, hers is you can shift on the fly, so that makes it nice.
My truck and the Excursion are both shipped on the fly, but you gotta get out and lock the hubs, so you gotta have the hubs locked before you think you're gonna need them.
Have that.
I don't think they don't even have hubs anymore. They got the axle lock.
Seen any about the Jeep? It's been a good one.
Definitely Chrysler, one of Chrysler's better products is the Jeep. Other than that, and you know, they got the diesel pickup truck going for them, but the rest of it's struggling to be a good quality vehicle.
About, you know, history of Jeeps and everything, and it's like, you know, the old CJs. I didn't realize that CJ was civilian Jeep.
Not either. Been a huge Jeep fan, so I just never been a big deal to me.
The old CJs, the 5 and the 7, I didn't realize that they made a CJ 6. It was just a 5 with a longer wheelbase.
They make that.
I guess it was the mid-70s they made a few of them on that, but it looks just like a 5, just a longer wheelbase on that. I'd like to find it. I think the Jeeps looked better when they were all the same for all the years and everything, you know, nothing much changed on it when AMC had it.
Hodgepodge of parts used from Ford, GM, and whoever would let them buy it. They were a hodgepodge of parts, that's for sure. And something else.
And so I'm going to have to say 73. And you stay safe with all the rain out there and watch out for the crazies. And I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
And I'm almost to where I'm going anyway, so good timing. You be careful and have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.